Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 70 of the Healing Fountain Show, and this is the show where we cross meridians and time zones as usual to connect with all our listeners all around the globe. And it is really a trans world creation because every listener who tuned in is contributing to the beautiful energies that we create here. Well, today we should have had the beautiful Magenta Pixie on line with us, but unfortunately, due to illness in her family, we're having to reschedule the show until later in the year. But don't worry, because we have our latest message from the White Wing Collective of Nine and the beautiful Golden Ascended Master Meditation with the incantation spell with Rainbow Light Code to Ascension, as downloaded by Magenta Pixie from the White Wing Collective of Nine. So we're going to hold Magenta, her partner, in a vision of wellness. So I'd like you to help me to do that and do that to anyone else that you would like to send healing out to anywhere in the world. So right now we're going to connect with Gary. We're going to cross time zones to connect with Gary over in America. So come in, Gary.
Well, we cross time zones, meridians, oceans, dimensions. All sorts of things, and here we are. You know, we did make it on the other side. The world ended last week, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I'm still here, Gary. You?
We made it. We crossed through.
Because I was thinking that all the good people have ascended and left me here.
Yes, and
no, I have.
And you know, endings are always beginnings, as I've said all along. And you know, if that was the end of one world, then this is the beginning of the next. So allow it to begin, and we can speak to that in the absence of Magenta Pixie. Again, let's hold Magenta and her family in healing. And hold them in a healing, loving space, as it was kind of a family emergency that she had to ask for to be rescheduled for the show. And we'll get her back on. We look forward to it, and she's always a wonderful guest, and she'll be back with us.
Well, that's great.
So yes.
Well, I've just been told that I sound as I'm speaking underwater because my connection is bad. I must say that I've never had so much problems with my computer as I've had with BT. And so straight after Christmas, I'm going to get a new provider, internet provider. So we're going to play a beautiful Christmas song. Well, it always reminds me of New Year, this. And in fact, this show should have gone out on New Year's Eve, but we decided to do it today because most people tune in archives anyway. And so we'll play this one. It just reminds me of New Year. And it's a classic. It's John Lennon.
Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry good year.
And a merry new year.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
I love the song, don't you? Yeah.
I love
it. The chat room loves it as well. Can you hear that? All in the chat room applauding. It's brilliant. Now, we do have a couple of callers online, don't we, Gary? Do you want to go on?
We have one, and from a 954 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. Then perhaps they would like to join the discussion. Let me go ahead and bring them on. 954, you're on the air. Talk to us. Hello?
We don't bite. We're nearly human. Not quite, but nearly.
Perhaps they've called in just to listen.
Oh, maybe. Okay, then. We'll mute them, shall we? We've got somebody called Randy online. We'll bring Randy on.
Okay.
Hello,
hi,
Randy.
I actually just started listening. Are you taking reading? Are you taking for readings?
Well, I could do an angel card reading for you if you like.
I would love that.
Okay. Could you, I'm shuffling the cards as we speak. Would you like to tell me when to stop shuffling?
When to stop?
Yes.
Yeah, stop.
Okay,
now can you be a number between 1 and 5?
3.
Okay, and this is the card that, it's actually fairy cards, these are. And the card that I've received for you is environmental awareness. Were you actually delving into that, environmental awareness?
Was I what? I'm sorry, I can't hear that well.
Were you getting interested in being aware of your environment and helping to sort things out around about you?
Yes.
That's the card I've chosen for you. What have you been doing in particular? So I'm just connecting with your voice as well.
What am I what?
Are you doing anything particular like, going on Facebook and signing causes and things like that?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
Colorado. Oh, lovely. I'm just seeing if I can tune into your voice to see if I've got anything for you. You've got a lovely uplifting tone to your voice.
Thank you.
And
I used to live in Colorado.
Oh, yeah? I'm here a year now.
You know that the fairies are the angels of the nature world, the nature realm, and the card meaning is that the fairy kingdom is very concerned with the health of Mother Earth. And by drawing this card, the fairies are recruiting you to become involved in environmental matters. So that's what's down here. It says, you have the power to make a huge impact on our planet. Earth is a living, breathing being, and the fairies are calling upon you to help her. Your contribution could include recycling, picking up trash while on your nature walk, switching to environmentally friendly cleaning products, getting involved in an environmental protection group, becoming a vegetarian, or educating your children about the fragility of nature. And when you spend time outdoors, mentally ask the fairies for guidance on how to make your special contributions to Mother Earth's well-being. The fairies will give you answers in the form of thoughts or feelings by arranging a synchronistic opportunity or by helping you to use your unique talents to help educate others about environmental concerns. And the affirmation for you is, it feels good, nurture my planet, loving care.
Oh, nice.
You take any of that on?
I try to do it. I do try. I'm a believer in fairies, so, and I do, I try to be conscious of the environment, so a lot of that is true.
A lot of that goes on in Colorado.
Yeah, it's true. It really is.
Whereabouts in Colorado are you?
We moved to Louisville.
Oh, you really? Uh-huh. Yeah,
one of the reasons why we moved here, because I thought they were more open to that kind of...
Oh, yeah.
I used to live in New York. It was a lot different.
whole different world. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm on the East Coast now myself. And we swapped positions, basically.
Yeah.
I lived all over Colorado. I spent about 20 years in Colorado.
Wow. Yeah, I love it here.
Gary, that card is very relevant for Randy. If she has moved to that particular area, particularly to get involved in that, that's exactly the right card for her, don't you think?
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Aries, know that you have moved there to do that, and that's why that card was chosen for you by your higher self.
Cool. I love it. Thanks so much.
That's spirit, wanting you to get the message through whatever means it takes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in, Randy.
Okay,
and
take
if you
care. Bye-bye.
So help us to send out healing to anyone who needs it all over the world, you know, in all war-torn countries and to all the people who are really struggling at this moment. I must say, everybody that I've spoken to lately has really struggling with addiction and everything else. But I personally am very lucky because over these last few days, I've been seeing a lot of golden light on me. And feeling the joy that you feel we connect with spirit. Have you, Gary, have you noticed that?
Oh, yes. And what I've noticed, I think, what has been significant for me is the way things have manifested as a result of working through spirit, coming through spiritually first and then manifesting in the physical. Especially, I think, since the 21st, the world ended on the 21st, almost a week ago, and I spent it, the beginning of it, with some dear friends who also do radio. And one of the things I think I've noticed was a shift, and it's been basically just a shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness, which shifts us from the inside out, and it's becoming more based upon love rather than fear, more based upon abundance rather than lack. In the old days of broadcasting, it was always dog eat dog, competition, competing and fighting over, the dollar,
Yeah.
And I think it's shifting toward collaboration rather than competition. It's shifting toward abundance. There's operating on the presence that there's more than enough. There's more than enough money. There's more than enough work for everybody. There's more than enough fill in the blank. And also a shift toward love rather than fear. Fear running the whole show. Rather than that, it's more like love beginning to run the whole show, and trust. Trusting how all that can fall into place, and just let the universe figure out how. Where you stay in the moment and go with it, So,
yeah.
And what I've been witnessing has been pretty fascinating. Whether
and
or not...
On many levels, it's been very subtle, the shift, hasn't it?
Yes.
On many levels. And I do feel that my heart chakra has expanded quite a lot. Since the galactic alignment with the sun, the earth, and the center of the universe happened on the 21st, so I was hoping, Magenta Pix is going to be doing a beautiful Golden Ascended Master meditation, and we'll be able to all download the activation code from the actual video soundtrack that I will be playing here in shortly. Okay.
Lovely.
But in the meantime, we're going to have a video by Miss Magical. It's her surrender video, and so I've uploaded the soundtrack to the switchboard so that the people can hear it. Okay, so
always a favorite.
See if I can put that link in the room there. Give me a clicking, Oh, it's going to be awkward tonight, isn't it? Because I'm having one problem after another, as usual.
Okay. I've got it. I've got the link right here. Bear with me a moment. And I shall paste it into the chat room.
Hi, Wendy. Reverend Wendy, and we've got John Holy Moses.
My dear friend, Reverend Wendy has joined us again tonight. That's wonderful. And John, of course, my buddy John. Go ahead and click the YouTube link, everyone, and pull up the player. Pause the player and mute the sound and set the player back to zero.
You disappear.
And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room and let everyone know.
Let
us know that you're ready. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? I'm going to find out whether or not I'm being heard. Okay, they can hear me, but they can't hear you, apparently, John Christie. So go ahead and put up the hearts in the chat room, everyone, and I'll go ahead and count everybody down. I think I lost Jan Christie. Yeah, she dropped off again. She's having a heck of a time with her internet connection there in England. So as we're waiting for the hearts to come up in the chat room, let me pull up the player. Bear with me here a moment. I'll catch up. Don't worry. This is a good one. This is our dear friend, Miss Magical, who did this a couple of years ago when she was going through her ceremony, her spirit fire ceremony, which I had the honor to help along with that. So let's pull up the player. I've got it now and queued up. Now let me find the file. Oh. Jen Christie's back, I think, or trying to get back. And she fell off again. Okay. We've got it. I'm on it. Okay. Everyone, get ready to cue the player. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Surrender.
The lovely Miss Magical there with I Surrender. And right now it's time to do our candle ceremony. I'm Meg Shumpa, and I'm lighting my candle for world peace and spiritual unity and for healing for anyone who needs it. And we're going to ask the angelic realm to draw close while we send out the healing and the love and light all around the world and to Miss Magical and to Magenta Pixie and her partner. Thank you. I would like to ask you the assistance of the Archangels, the Archangel Michael of the North, the Archangel Uriel. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel and the Archangel Raphael. Please be with us now to help us to send out the love light. And right now we're going to do an ancient healing song. We're going to do it live as usual, here in the now moment, a cappella, with no music. And so I'd like you to sing along with me and send out the healing to anyone you think needs it. It goes like this.
Anna,
Rafana La Rana Elna 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 Rafana La Last time. Rana Elna Rafana La Rana Elna Rafana La. Thank you. And those were the words that Moses said to God when he wanted healing for his sister, who was very ill. So give yourselves permission to heal. Thank you. Right now we're going to ask Pure Windsong to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Now to the individualized activated humans on Earth who are open and consciously receiving the higher light transmissions and communications. The way showers are called to change, adapt, and transform the way they present their teachings and creations in accordance and in alignment with the new non-linear reality and multidimensional time field. Clairvoyants, seers, mediums, channels, prophets, and psychics will be viewing the temporal landscape in a different way than prior to the 21st of December shift point. Those tuned into fifth density reality will be viewing cycles rather than linear pathways, spirals rather than maps of probability. For one can, of course, go backwards, sideways, and inside out, as well as forwards, with the new terrain. The new terrain may look similar, but because the movements available are now so expanded, the terrain can be changed at will. Therefore, wayshowers, allow the change to take place, for once again you will be working from a place of the unknown. Yet in fifth density, you will have worked on your fears, and you will embrace the unknown with welcoming joy and make known that unknown most quickly, for your processing skills are now much expanded. We speak specifically now to the activated individuals in order to aid you with the processing skills. You will know if you are activated, receiving downloads like packages of information or streams of consciousness being downloaded into you. You may feel this as chattering or talking as you are falling asleep, and often that talking can appear to go on all night long throughout your dreams and your waking moments. Even if you feel you are not activated or do not even know what activated means to you, this matters not, for if you have found your way to this transmission and to these words, then the likelihood is that you are activated. The codes will be received and the processing will take place. The energies are at their highest point on December 21st, 2012, and the days leading up to this point, the 9-day Rainbow Bridge from the 12-12-12 will have been most intense and joyful for many. We would say to you now that the rainbow light codes activated during this 9-day portal 12-12-12 into the zero-point shift moment 21st of December 2012 are now coming into your consciousness. Many have been receiving the codes for a long time. Many are delivering the codes to others through teaching, healing, and many forms of creativity. You will find the receiving of the light codes intensify at this time as your planet aligns with the galactic core and receives particles from the grand central cosmic sun. For some, these days within the Rainbow Bridge into the 21st of December 2012 will be the first time you have consciously felt that receiving of the codes. For others, the codes activate on day one of your new world calendar, the 22nd of December 2012. However this occurs for you, these rainbow light codes are coming in abundance at this time. These rainbow light codes are keys, coordinates, and signposts to ascension and the fifth dimension. These rainbow light codes are coordinates into and through the higher stargates of hyperspace, pinpointed within the dimensional ceiling, if you will, of the fifth dimension, allowing intergalactic travel and multidimensional existence to the free, whole, realized human. The 21st of December stargate, zero point moment, is the final gateway into the intergalactic travel and multidimensional existence of which we speak. The rainbow light codes we deliver now will aid you if your intention is to go galactic in this way and explore the new territories within the new reality. These rainbow light codes present in many forms. We, the white-winged collective consciousness of nine, bring them forward as metaphoric coded triggers to expand the energy system and remap the electrical brain wiring in order to create and assist the natural crystalline change and DNA spin that is taking place within the receptive humanity at this time. The stargates into hyperspace are bridges into the fifth dimensional Earth. Within this reality are the galactic stargates to take you beyond the limitations of fifth density, if you will, although in reality there are no limitations here. All is limitless within fifth density, but one can go further, if you will, into pure creation. There are blank templates available for each and every traveller of this dimension. A piece of temporal field for each and every one of you. This is what you receive naturally when you open your field to multidimensional reality. The stargates into the fifth dimensional Earth open at 11:11 a.m. on the 21st of December 2012, wherever you are located in the world. The rainbow light codes to full ascension are then readily available and easily accessible for download at this time. Transportation gates shall open, and more beings, extraterrestrial, extradimensional, ascended and non-ascended, yet benevolent, shall have easier access into your planetary boundaries in accordance with the natural law. The light and love you feel at this point assists the journey and calls the matching energy beings through the portals, through the stargates, into this planetary sphere. Therefore, one can see how important it is to feel light and love at this time, can one not? The zero-point timeline, the natural organic timeline for Earth, permits and willingly embraces the return of these galactic light beings and extraterrestrial, extra-dimensional travelers and visitors. As Earth opens her fields in release, surrender and joy within a galactic and multidimensional reality. To those who are feeling the calling to receive and process these downloads of the Rainbow Light Codes at this time, and to those who wish to go galactic, or to embrace the path of enlightenment, ascension, and crystalline change, we present through our conduit Magenta Pixie a series of triggers within metaphoric geometric visuals created by your receiving and embracing of the higher galactic zero-point energies. We shall begin on the first rung of the ladder, if you will, most appropriate for day one of your new calendar on the 22nd of December 2012. Although in reality, there is no ladder, there is no calendar. For although you will still be aware of experiencing linear reality, you will also be aware of experiencing non-linear reality at the same time. Indeed, you may well feel as though you are in two places at once. And as you become more multidimensional, you will feel as though you are in several places at once. Of course, you will be. This is not simply an imagined reality or a strange new perception. It is as it is. Truth within the multidimensional field. So from this true multidimensional perspective, there is no ladder, there is no calendar, and there are no stages. Time is circular, or indeed spiraling. All is one and unified within that structure. Yet linear reality can still be utilized to your advantage when the paradoxical viewpoint of simultaneous non-linear reality is also embraced. Therefore, we begin with the first rung of the ladder on day one. Most appropriately, we begin with the golden ray, opening the doors to the golden age, the new golden age, the age of Aquarius, if you will. The precession of the equinoxes is such that it returns to its birth point within a multi-cyclical stream and begins its new journey of unexplored galactic territory. Rainbow light codes, pure light, energy, knowledge, are delivered within our words, yet also within the imagined picture, symbol, art, archetype, and color. The rainbow light spectrum splits into many vibrations or tones as color simultaneously becomes sound or music within the fifth density reality. Therefore, we begin with the golden ray for the golden age. The golden ray is to be visualized within your meditations or expanded awake state visualizations as the golden ascended master. This is the ray persona of the alchemist. It is here where you turn metal into gold. This alchemical archetype brings you into the golden carriage where the wheels of crystalline change begin to turn. Visualize golden ascended master within your imagination fields, taking you into hyperspace reality. Allow the subjective to flow. There is no right way to visualize. What you see is unique to you. Within this visualization of golden ascended master, you see that he, or she, hands you a gift wrapped in golden paper. In your visualization, you unwrap this gift and take note of this gift. There is meaning within the gift. This meaning may be known and understood instantaneously, or this meaning will be made known to you as you move forward and embrace the synchronicity presented within your human journey. If there are any verbal or other communications from Golden Ascended Master within this meditation or visualization, then note these also. This alchemical shift is triggered when you receive the gift into your hands. Although for many of you this is a continuation, for the alchemy within you began long ago. within your hyperspace visualization and clairvoyant presentation, see the color. See the golden swirling energy. See the golden geometry. However it is presented to you is the right way for you. See the golden geometry as it swirls around the energetic fields of the golden ascended master. This is alchemy. This is the language of light. Many will see it. Yet, if you feel this, if you feel joy, bliss, if you feel the rapture, this is the light. And you indeed have begun the crystalline change. In your visualization, allow other colors to move out from the beautiful golden light spectrum. If you are a musician, then allow yourself to hear the inner musical tunes and tones as you visualize the colors. The new musicians of the new world will have been hearing inner music for most of their lives. Yet now this shall come into full activation as you create your unique templates of sound and deliver light codes and DNA activations to all who listen. In your visualization, allow colors of red, violet, blue, and green to move out from the golden ray. See these colors swirl and flow and merge together as they dance before you. See them surround and support the predominant color presentation here, that of gold. We now provide the incantation, spell, the magical communication to accompany your visual journey. We deliver to you the rainbow light codes through our words. This incantation can be spoken prior to entering meditation, or one can open one's eyes, remaining within the expanded and relaxed state, and speak these following words aloud. You shall speak from the higher perspective and say, we, the higher self light beings that are nine, we present at this stage of your crystalline change, golden ascended master. We are the alchemists of light, and we embrace the golden ray. We deliver the gift of this gold unto you. Then you shall move into your perspective and speak as all that you are. I embrace the golden ray and trigger the crystalline change within. I expand my awareness so that I am in a receptive state and may receive the downloads of the rainbow light codes to ascension. I take the path of healing and working with the multidimensional aspects of self. I willingly and consciously take the ascension path towards enlightenment, self-actualization, and unity. I give thanks for this. I surrender to this. So ends your incantation and meditation at this time. We will leave you with one last thought or concept. Embrace the rainbow in whatever this means to you, the rainbow within and without, for it is the rainbow that creates the crystalline change. We are the white-winged collective consciousness of nine.
Was Libra. Beautiful song there. And thank you to Magenta Pixie for that absolutely fabulous Ascended Masters meditation, Golden Ascended Masters, no less. And we have Gary still on the line there.
I'm here, yes. And we do have another caller, by the way.
Oh, right.
Who just came on a couple of minutes ago. And if Jane Dawson, she would like a card reading as well. And if she would like to call in, Jane, just go ahead and log in your Skype. And when I see you pop on Skype, just log in and darn your headset, and I'll do the rest. And in the meantime, we can go ahead and get this caller if you'd like.
Yes, great. Yeah, do that.
Okay, I'll go ahead and
bring
that on. It's from a 903 area code. 903, you're on the air. Talk to us. How are you?
Yes, my name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Heather. Did you have a question?
Yes. Well, I wondered, so are you doing personal readings on this show?
Well, I could do you a fairy card reading, if you like. Fairies are the angels of the nature wave. Okay, Heather. If you want to tell me when to stop shuffling the deck, I'll stop shuffling when you give me the word. I'm shuffling the cards right now. If you want to tell me when to stop.
Okay, you can go ahead and stop.
Okay, and do you want to give me a number between 1 and 5, please?
4.
Correct, with that. 1, 2, 3, 4. And where are you calling from, Heather?
I'm calling from Palestine, Texas.
All right, lovely.
Palestine, all right.
Do you know that?
Yes, I was in Louisiana for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
in fact, I was there this time last year.
Yep, this is East Texas, so we're fairly close to Louisiana.
Yeah, you were like neighbors.
Yep, yeah.
And did you want to ask anything in particular? Do you
The question would probably be pertaining to career.
Your career. Oh, right. What are you doing at the moment? What sort of career are you looking for? A career change are you looking for?
Are you about to change
careers or something? Or?
Yeah, I'm in a transitional phase right now. I was substitute teaching, but I'm about to move to Louisville, Kentucky because I just met the love of my life. I was actually planning to move to New York City and get a job there, and instead I'm now moving to Kentucky because I met him. And
beautiful.
So,
could I just tell you, that's very appropriate you'd say that, because the card that the fairies have chosen for you is the romantic partner card, which means a new romance is coming your way, either a new partner or a revival of passion in an existing relationship will delight you now or in the near future. And by drawing this card, the fairy realm wants you to know that a new wave of romance is coming your way. Romance could manifest itself in a number of delightful forms, such as meeting a new partner who makes your heart sing with excitement and passion, or a rejuvenation of a waning romance with a current love. Perhaps the new romance will take the form of an exciting getaway, such as a tropical vacation, a night at a quaint bed and breakfast inn, or an evening of dinner and dancing. Fairies love romance, and we know the importance of feeling passion in a relationship. So ask them to help you with imaginative ideas to create more romance in your life. They remind you that romance is a state of mind, and it involves playfulness and creativity. And sometimes, when we're stressed, we crave romance the most, yet we may not know how to experience romance. Let the fairies help you relax, allowing an inflow of romantic ideas to easily come to your mind, and also giving you the energy to put them into action and enjoy them to the utmost. And the affirmation that you could say is, I am a romantic person. I release any fears I may have about giving or receiving love. and that will really help you, Heather.
Okay.
Well, that's great that you're looking to move because you met someone. So we wish you all the very best of luck with that.
It sounds very positive for you.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much.
And Jane Dawson, Jane Dawson says, go for it. She's also an angelic reader and a regular guest on our show. And she's also getting from your energy to go for it, to do it. Unless he leaves the seat up, she said.
Is there an indication that my career is connected with him too?
Is connected what? Sorry, I didn't quite catch what you said.
She said there's a baby on the horizon or something. What is your birthday? She said. What is your birthday?
June 6th, 1976.
Okay. Well, there's about a 15-second delay, so let her listen and come back with whatever she
wants. There's a baby on the way. Not yet, but, you know.
Oh, that's what she says in the chat room. I don't know. Babies happen. Funny how that works.
Does that sound good, Heather?
Sure, yeah. I'm fine with that. I would think it will be an adoption if that happens. But is that the indication of my career, that I'll be a mother?
Strange things have been known to happen in this old world.
They have too. Anyway, yeah, you're all about family, Jane is saying in the chat room. So that's good. I think we're going to get Jane on air in just a moment, are we? Has she got a headset on?
She's terrible. She says she feels terrible. She's down with the flu, she's unable to speak very well. So she... we just have her relax. You know.
Heather, we've got to ask you who Bobby is. Who's Bobby?
Sorry?
Who is Bobby?
Who's Bobby?
Is there someone named Bobby in your life?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
I mean, I have a cousin named Bobby, but I don't see him really.
Oh. Well, he may actually come back on your horizon if he's there somewhere in your life. Excuse me. But Jane has put in the chat room that if you don't already have a child, you have 3 to 4 children.
Either that or 3/4 of a kid. I'm not sure. I don't know. But
sometimes when you adopt a child, sometimes you have a couple of your own after that, don't you? But there's many changes coming up, and 18/19 year coming up for her. Many changes.
18 to 19. I'm sorry. What was that? 18 to 19. What?
18th of the 9th year coming up for you. So we can't get Jane online to see what she meant, but loops will be closed. I don't know if you understand that.
She said many changes are coming. Loops will be closed.
Loops will be closed. 2014 is a new start.
And what was that?
2014 will be fabulous for new starts.
New starts.
After January 24th?
2014.
Oh, 2014.
Will be
right.
If it starts. But I think things are happening for you very, very shortly also as well. So anyway, I think we'll just... we've got 10 minutes left, so I think I'll just do a quick reading for Jane. If she'd like me to start shuffling the cards, she can tell me when to start shuffling and give me a number in the chat room. So thank you for speaking, Heather. And we're
just
going to learn with that. It's all good for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
It feels to me like your dream is about to come true.
That sounds great. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay then. So I'm shuffling the cards for Jane. So if she wants to give me a cue when to stop shuffling and give me a number between 1 and 5, please.
Okay, she said stop.
Number 7.
Number 7.
Not between 1 and 5, but okay, we'll go with
what? 1 and 5. Between 1 and 5, Jane.
It don't matter. She's sitting in the 7.
This is really cool. You're giving Jane a reading for a change. This is interesting to watch.
Jane doing that. And your card, Jane, is laughter. Oh, and she put, you know, straight after that, she put, ha, 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 ha. She laughed before I read that out in the chat room. And the card meaning is every cloud not only has a silver lining, but it also has a humorous side. Try to objectively stand back from your situations and find a humorous twist. Laughter will help you see your life from a new perspective so that you can receive creative insights and solutions.
And I can get new material.
You're much too serious about life, according to the fairies. Excuse me. They aren't asking you to neglect your responsibilities or ignorance to life or defend your emotions with jokes. Instead, you ask to see the humor that runs through the thread of life. Like a brilliant comedy, our lives become more enjoyable when we can see them through the eyes of a humorist. And laughter helps us to stand back and see ourselves and our situations more objectively. And when we laugh, we relax. And when we relax, creative solutions and renewed energy course through us more easily. So take time today to laugh. For instance, go to see that new funny movie by your favorite comedy writer or exchange silly jokes with a question is, I find humor in life and I laugh easily. So that is a lovely card for you, Jane. I've always thought that Jane was quite a happy soul anyway, didn't you, Gary?
Always, yes. Anybody that laughs at my tired old jokes the way she does has got to be a happy soul.
Oh, we all laugh at your jokes, Gary. Be great.
Thank you. Thanks for that. And viewing the world through the eyes of a humorist, I love to do that. And somehow... I have dearly tried to not do that, but somehow it just expresses itself in that way. I have no idea how that works. But
any side of any situation, you know, I mean, things happen and things upset us. But if we can just try the funny side in it, sometimes you get a laugh where you don't expect to, don't you?
Well, and I also truly do feel that is true compassion. When something apparently tragic has happened, what I like to do, and I have been seriously rebutted for this, but I truly do believe this down to my very fiber of my being. When something apparently tragic has happened, allow a bit of time, you know, respectful time, but visualize those people up and laughing again, as soon as possible. And the best way to do that is to laugh for them. Not laugh at them, but not laughing at their misfortune, but rather laughing for them. So if you see something that's funny and it stirs up a laugh within you, direct that laugh to just allow your thought to go to that apparently tragic event or situation and send them that laughter. And I truly do believe...
Go for it.
Yes, I truly do believe that is true compassion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very good if you laugh at somebody when they fall down the stairs. And I think we've probably...
Well, it's nothing funnier than that.
No,
as long as it happens to somebody else. I know what you mean. But you know, that individual is going to probably laugh at that event, you know, at some point.
Yeah. I fell in an 8-foot dike last year. Well, this year, it's just gone. It hasn't gone yet, but this year I fell in the dike and I could have actually broken my neck. But when I managed to clamber out, which I was very lucky to get out without having to be rescued, I just killed myself laughing. My neck was hurting and my back was hurting and I had birds stuck in the hair and all sorts. But I just thought, I just couldn't help laughing all the way up the drive to get back home. But anyway, never mind. That's just me. I'm a nutcase. But anyway...
the deeper the tragedy, though, the more the need for that laughter. The more to need to send those people that laughter as quickly as possible.
I don't know if Jane remembers, but in this country, quite a few years ago, there was a comedy program about death. And one scene, there was a coffin in the back of the hearse, and it slid out on this very steep hill and rolled down the hill to the river. Well, people didn't talk about death or laugh at it at all in those days. And, you know, so it was really refreshing to have the humour pointed out to us that is in death. Because we all have to go. We all die, and we all have to do it. And, you know, I mean, we do transition. We don't actually die. We're still there. We're still alive. We're still a being, you know, albeit in a different form. Anyway, can I tell you about next week's guest? We
Please.
Have Gabriella Katzer, and I've met her a couple of times, about three times, at sound festivals here in the UK. And she's a really talented cellist. I can never remember the name of that instrument. The cello she plays and sings with the voice of an angel. And so she's on the 7th of January. So it's not this next Monday coming up, because the show we're doing tonight is in lieu of New Year's Eve.
Right.
So it's the Monday after. So we want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, Jane, for being in the chat room. Thank you, Gary, for helping out. Thank you, Magenta Pixie. We are actually going to get her live body on this show in the near future. So thank you once again. And what better to play out with than Auld Lang Syne? What do you think?
I think it's a perfect idea. And thank you, everyone. My Daddy G show on Christmas Eve skyrocketed through the roof, and I left the archive. I didn't delete it. And I'm also doing another one for New Year's Eve. So, I'm leaving.
If I can ever log on to this computer without any hassle, the Daddy G show. It's a great show. I've heard it a few times before. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you,
Living life. And see you later. Okay, here we go. Sing along with it.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
I'll eat.